It should be Holywood. It's spelt Holywood. But I think when the one in America came about, I think people started
Hollywood?
saying it like that one. 'Cause Holywood sounds perfect said in this accent.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Some people do say that, but
Hollywood.
that's just 'cause their accent.
Yeah. It's Hollywood. I live in Hollywood.
They tried to set up see Spafield where you drive in, the football pitches. On that hill, which you can see from the carriageway, some like old guy, I think he just like retired, he had a big passion for the town, and he was like, let's do our Hollywood sign on that bank, so when everyone's driving down the carriageway they see it, it'd be like the wee version of the American one. And he put like his own money into it, designed it, got it all done, put it up, and it just got fucked over the first day. People wrecked
We want
it. Yeah.
them.
And it was my dad that set
Have
it
you
up.
got the big hits in the house? It's in your dad's house to the big hits. He's like, fuck up.
See the mountain in Belfast where people write the messages. How do you get a message put up there?
It depends what you want put up.
What are they gonna like? You know what I mean? What are they gonna be receptive to? A political message.
You'll not obviously get anything from a loyalist or unionist perspective.
What
put
if
up.
You wanted like a happy 50th,
It can't be
Sheila?
arranged. Yep.
It can be done.
Oh yeah.
I've never seen a birthday one.
It hasn't been done because people wouldn't pay what your mom wants.
What are you talking ballpark? What if I wanted to get? What if I announced a show in the new year and I want to get it up there?
Probably could get it up there for about 2.5 grand.
That's so steep.
But that's what I
literally.
mean. But that's what I mean. Yeah.
Two and a half
mountains of money to pay
you
for
can
it.
get you can get five billboards for that.
Exactly.
And it's not even the electric, you know, it can't cheat, it's not one of the electric, it doesn't light up or anything.
Plus, on top of that too, like people can go up and just pull it apart.
Yeah. But there's a respect for that. I don't think people would.
No, they have people in tents that camp up there to make sure. Like there was a guy who was up there camping and
What mountains are on?
Black Mountain.
Black Mountain.
And a load of them came up from West Circular and Highfield Estate, and your mom was in the tent, and they boot the fuck out of them. They were coming up the pole. I don't know what the message was, but I know I heard about this. Whereas your mom was in the tent, and he looked out the tent. It was too late, and then they got him and they gave him a bit of a kick and like. But I do know when they put a message up there, they have people up there like
to guard it.
Yeah.
So 2.5 grand actually now seems like a bargain.
When you have like 10 staff.
Yeah.
But who's gonna come up from Highfield? Fuck at you and Todd, I ain't going up the ragat. Well maybe they would. Maybe they would. Maybe people from the West would do that.
Yes, that's what I want.
I'm gonna put your phone number up.
Before I imagine. Remember Tom Green, the American comedian, or is he Canadian?
Yes, Canadian.
In the big like late 90s, he had a co-host of the Tom Green show, and something like every week in the show, Tom Green gave the other guy's number out, and the guy just thousands, because that was such a big show back then, just thousands of phone calls a day. Your number must have got out at some point.
My number was on the side of my van.
Fair.
And business cards. So
Yeah.
it's like, and my number's very distinct. Like when I give my number to people, they go,
What do you mean? What do you mean? Your number's 0777777.
no, I mean like look at the last four digits. Look at the last four digits, and people laugh when they see it.
Paddy, McDonald, Barnes, Wallace, Keelty. Oh, last four digits. You said last three.
No, I said last four.
Oh, right, last four. Yeah. Can I say with the last four?
No.
Don't give your number away.
No.
Think.
Can I give your last four away?
Nah.
What I mean?
Can I give your first two away?
Everybody has the same.
07. So it starts with 07. That is quite funny that that
6,
is.
6, 7, 2, 4, 2, 9, 2.
I thought you were giving it away for a second.
No.
Before we get into this, speaking of messages, before we get into this episode, I need to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/TeamMePodcast. The Stars in Your Eyes special that me and Paddy did, loads of other comedians that we'll talk about in this episode.
But they don't matter.
Who doesn't?
The other ones. Like
the other people,
it,
yes.
Like we done it, and that was
yes.
it. That's all people need to go and see.
We're going
to
talk about that. It'll be in this year, it'll be up.
February, I think we're aiming for.
No, not this year. Be next year.
No, this year. From when the episode goes out, it'll be this year.
Fuck's sake, lads, how long does it take you to get an episode out?
I know, Foster. You not put that, you not whack it together now?
Like, what is it? What day are we on now? Are we going live or when this is?
No.
Right.
No. So that'll be out around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's probably about right, yeah.
Fuck, you may get it out quick. You never know what could happen to you. It could be the episode, like, fuck, I could be the biggest episode, like, something could happen to me, and then you're like, here's the last recorded podcast, I probably went down.
Yeah, so that'll go out, there's everything up there, you know by now. Patreon, I'm not going to go into it, patreon.com/teamofmepodcast. We are sponsored by NordVPN. What does VPN stand for, Paddy? Virtual Private Network. It's a tool that safeguards your internet connection and enhances your privacy online. I use it on tour to keep a safe and secure connection when connecting to hotel and public Wi-Fi.
Do you?
Yep.
Come on.
Sippers can get an exclusive NordVPN offer at nordvpn.com/teawithme with a no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee. Here's the thing with what VPNs do. Go on NordVPN.com and look, because it's mad. There's a tunnel and everything's encrypted, Dan, is that right?
Yeah, keeps all your data safe while you're abroad or out on public.
Exactly.
See, people don't want to admit, but you have sort of these things because people don't want to see what you're seeing. And it is good and it's secure and you can watch different things in different countries and all, right? But a lot of people don't want people to know what to search.
Yep.
Whereas I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Do you know, I'd tell you what I search, do you know what I mean? Pornhub, that's it.
Yeah.
Incognito mode, so the kids don't see it. You know. So
I mean, you've said it on a podcast.
Exactly.
So what's the point of an incognito mode?
But that's what I mean, like, it's not... No, but that's only for the kids.
Right. Pardon? Dan, edit that and chop it up, you know what I'm talking about.
But you know, I don't... My kids go on use kids YouTube.
It's black cancelled. Paddy McDonald. I'll spend the $2,000 on that,
somebody says to me, where's Willie? And I says, have you not heard about him? And they were like, no. And I went, he's on a register. And they went, what? Something happened and the fella left. And I never got finishing what I normally say. So what I normally say is, I got an apprenticeship with a gas man and he's on the gas register. But I never get saying that. So there's a fella and I just left.
That rumour's kicking around.
And he's like, Paddy told me he's on the register.
Anytime I see Willie, or anytime anyone asks me about that, I'm just going to agree with it. Just be vague about it and be like,
but it's the gas register.
You can get your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/TVMe to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan. Every purchase of the 2-year plan will receive bonus 4 months on top.
I love when you've done that. Like,
do you like it?
That was good. I was like Willie Rabin.
Will, we are also sponsored by Manscaped.
Hurry Ballocks
also... Nuts, rocks, cullions. You ever heard of that?
Never.
Your cullions?
No. The jewels. I've heard the jewels.
Gonads.
Family jewels.
Testicles. What else? Nuts.
Juice sack.
Spheres.
Never heard of that.
I don't like that.
Cojones.
Cojones.
I've heard that. That's an American thing, isn't it?
Apricots.
Billiards. Brazilian nuts.
Billiards. Oh, Foste. Billiard. How many times have you led with that? Huh? It's 2005.
Here, love, go 147 to my billiards, will you? Put a wee bit of fucking chalk on the end of my cue, will you? Billiards. Here, stick that in your triangle. Stick my billiards in your triangle there. Let me tee up a good shot here. I'm getting off the brown here.
I was about to say hole in one, but that's not snooker.
That's foreplay.
Give it a rest.
Get it.
Bean bags, bubbles, chicken nuggets, cobblers, cojones. Yeah, you said that.
My favourite one's ballocks.
Ballocks is hard to beat.
Ballocks. Just, but there's different ways of saying it. There's ballocks, and then there's ballocks. Do you get me?
What are you saying?
Ballocks.
Ballocks.
Like BALLACS.
Ah, ballocks. Right.
Ballocks. Right. Do you know, like ballocks? There's different ways of saying it. Yep. Whereas, like, bollocks is fucking balls.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I don't like it.
What did you say again?
Billiards.
Picture it's 2009. Fosty's walking about.
Scratching the billiards with himself.
Yeah, but where is he? Tonic. Remember that nightclub? 2005. Yeah. Fosty's got his billiards out again. Nards.
Fosty, do you have a meter in your room and have to put a pound in to see your billiard? Or to play with your billiard? Stick another pound a meter or to get the light on.
Also, here's a fun nickname for it, male genitalia. Manscaped.com have everything you need for all the above things. If you want to keep your billiards shined up and looking good, and if your aim is to get them into your pocket, go to manscaped.com, use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. And you know what that is, Paddy? That's ad reads done the unconventional way, and it's a bit of fun.
But isn't that what they want?
They don't want ad reads at all. They can't fathom it. And we've grown up in an age where there's ads in everything. You used to watch TV when it was terrestrial TV.
It's just in.
What? I think you have a low-key deal with whatever that brand of water is. Because when we did Mock Blame last week, I was getting Nando's and I said, what drink do you want? And you said, there's water here. And you, like, I always see you with that. So I think you've got a brand deal, but they're saying, deny you have a brand deal, just keep it quiet, you know what I mean? Like, just... And what is it you like about that water, Paddy?
Has
it drips from your chin?
It has a twist. Pure still. It's natural spring.
Yeah. What? See if you could get one brand deal. Any company in the world.
Stone Island.
Yeah? Do you know what? I love a clothing deal where you get to go to their main warehouse.
All I want from Stone Island
is
to go
tweet.
One off. Just a one off item. But it's the Paddy the Dagger item. And that's it. Like a collab.
Right. Oh.
Like a jacket or a jumper. But we'll settle for a hat.
Can I say? I like the way you say collab.
You like it? Collaboration.
Yeah. What would it be? It's obviously going to be green.
No, it doesn't necessarily have to be green. Green actually isn't my favourite colour, you know.
You could do something like you've got the Stone Island brand with a dagger going through the logo, the patch with a dagger going through it.
They have like shadow product and they have this here. So I think they could have the dagger range.
Yes.
But I mean, I'm not looking at range. I'm just looking a one-off item so that I can wear it to a gig even, you know.
Yes.
And then we could sell it together off the thing.
See, I wear my whole...
I don't even need to make money out of it. I just want to be involved.
Yeah.
I've always liked Stone Island.
I know.
And it's just been one of them things, but everybody's like, hey, man, fucking fix Stone Island. And it's not, it's just to kind of afford a wee bit more of it now.
I like it without the... I don't like the patch. I like
so
it.
So you like the shadow one then? Or you would just take it off?
No.
You can't take it off as people take it off.
No, just like, you know the t-shirt? I have a couple of the t-shirts, yeah, long sleeve with a tiny logo up
you
there.
Like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that subtlety.
It's actually very good stuff. It washes well.
Yes.
So when you buy a jumper for...
Here he is, trying to get the collab.
When you buy a jumper from Stone Island for 300 quid, you're guaranteed at least 300 washes from it. And at the end of it, you could still sell that second ham on the vintage market and get yourself anything up to 70 to 105 pound on eBay. So I think it's a good deal. It's a good brand because of that. It's like, yeah, you know, it's like my mates used to buy Nike Air Max from Lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they had them for 5 years.
Yeah.
But they turned different colours every month.
Right.
And they turn different types every month. And yeah, I used to go, they're really good Nike Air Max that they can do that. And they were like, you just need to bait. You bait the wee black bit that comes up over the toe. Do you know the very front of your... Just to let people know you're Stony Island as well. So they're
for a second, I thought you were going to put that in that front of your shoe in your mouth. And I was going to be blown away.
That's the furthest that leg.
Yeah.
But you know the wee black bit that comes up the Nike Air Max to here? If you bait that off, like, pull the glue off, they will give you a new pair.
What the fuck are you talking about?
If you bite the front of that off, say you have Nike Air Max for a month,
right,
and they get dirty. From your kid, this is what my mates used to do, right? They had them, and then after a month, they were fucking stinking. You're never going to get them back. There's scuffs on them. So one of them bit the front bit off, brought it down, says, they're faulty. I'm sure I only got them a month ago.
Yeah.
And the guy gave him a free new pair. And he went...
Yeah.
So he went and told the rest of them.
Yeah.
So they all just done that. And it like went on for 5 years.
I have a question. Why do you need to bite it off?
Because it wasn't off. It wasn't faulty.
Yes. But, you know.
They had to make it look like it was faulty.
Yeah, but could you not use your hands or a knife?
A bit of flavour.
Yeah, you get a bit of glue with it.
Yeah. If you use a knife, you use something like that, it was going to leave a mark, like cut it.
Right.
So you had to make it look natural. So if you bit it It yes. just, it didn't leave any marks.
Right,
that's
right, 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 right.
But that's what they used to do. They used to just take that wee bit down a bit and they got a free Burgos.
I
tried it once and the guy was like, get the fuck out. And I didn't go back after that because I was like, it doesn't work for me.
The first time I did, I think it was Queen's Comedy Club, I bought either a jumper or a jacket and I couldn't tell you what brand it is. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Stone Island.
It wasn't Stone Island. This is way back before I wouldn't, or most people here would have known about Stone Island. I can't remember what brand it was, but it was something like 90 quid, which is way more than I would normally spend
Reebok
on.
Reebok or something then?
Maybe Lacoste, something like that. But I got it in town, wore it for the show, and took it back. And then I feel like in the last, say, 10 years, they'll only now give you a store voucher back. There's very few places
the
with
policies
nice
have changed. Yes. Yeah. But the internet, people know a lot more.
Because as a stand-up, you could, say you're taping a show, just go and buy an unbelievable outfit and then just take it back.
Yeah, I sweat a bit, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some people maybe pay for it.
We've got to talk anything from 70 to £105.
On eBay. The item is 300 quid, like, but.
We've got to talk about Stars in Your Eyes. That was an unbelievable experience. I'm sure people saw Instagram stories from it, or you know somebody who was at it. One of the, I think everyone who took part as a performer said it was one of the most fun things we've ever been part of or done. And I think actually doing Limelight as a standing venue made the difference, because we only do
Listen, it's my brother's a musician, right? And he would love nothing more than a filled room in a Limelight. And there's me, his brother, who isn't a musician.
Yeah, fucking about.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
And it was like the boxing as well. The boxers were like, you cunts filling the Ulster Hall. You know, just like, we're getting to do things that...
The people who do a dream. Yeah.
Like, they would love to do that.
Yes.
I mean, I was a boy who dreamed of mine to fucking get up and do the Prodigy, do a fucking crowd.
Do a crowd.
Did they actually physically do that? And the other day, I didn't realise how much I wanted to do it until I was doing it.
Yes.
And then I was like, my God. And I'm raging it's over now because I would have loved to have done it more. Or loved
and
to
take
this.
It in more. Cause
yeah, I didn't. It was just...
Were you nervous?
No.
I don't think I've been nervous for any kind of gig like that in the last, say, 10 years.
You didn't look nervous.
I was 10 out of 10 nervous. I could see as soon as the break, because you were the last act before the break. See, as soon as I put the gear on, my head was away.
I didn't think you were, because I was talking to you and you didn't. I thought you were just busting to get it done.
I just didn't know how to carry. I felt so out of, because with stand up, right up until the second I've got to go on, you're the same. We could sit and talk about anything and then get a call. You're going on stage now.
And then just go and do
no
it.
No pacing, no up and down. But with that, I was. Did you pick up on it?
Yeah, because you came up to me and said a few things you wanted to do on stage, and you changed your mind a few times. Like,
which is not like me at all. No. I have a plan, and then I stick to it. I was so nervous, just because it was. You know, people probably go, "Well, you're used to being on stage anyway."
It's totally different, but
it's totally
out of our
different.
Comfort zone.
Out of our comfort zone.
I think,
and everyone have been so good.
Well, that's the thing with me. Like, I thought Brona was going, oh, and she was starting with, like, lyrics at the same, and I was going, oh, my God. I was worried for her.
Yeah.
And I think it took away from me being worried. Yes. But I knew the lyrics and the song, because it was, like, a song that I know really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't really worried. But it was one of them ones when she went out. I was worried for her, but then she went out, and I went, we're all going to be dead on here.
I think if you went to it, you're probably thinking, everyone's going to be a bit novelty, and maybe two people will be good. Everyone will know Kieran's going to be good. But everybody was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was just, and you're seeing, as like a podcast fan probably, it's like the ultimate event, because you're seeing everybody that you like.
In a different light.
In a different light, but in a venue that you're used to as well. And Andrew was brilliant hosting it. For anyone who maybe not from here, like UK and Ireland, that doesn't know Stars in Your Eyes, it was like peak 90s Saturday night TV, where members of the public, shiny TV game show, you come on, you give a few clues about who you're going to be, and then Matthew Kelly hosted us to the famous lines, "You tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Cher, Elvis, whoever." You'd walk out, come back on fully as that person, and you would do an impression of that person. and it was just why is that program not on TV? And there's so many shows like that where I go,
maybe because Matthew Kelly got accused of something and then was cleared. I think right. That's what killed it.
Could have got someone else in.
No, but I think it wouldn't have been the same, because when you say stars in your eyes, everybody goes, tonight Matthew, I'm going to be.
Yes. Could have got Matthew LeBlanc.
It's not even
Matthew LeBlanc from
Matt.
France.
Tonight Matt. They don't call him Matthew. Nobody calls him Matthew.
What about
Daffy Chandler doesn't call
what
him Matthew.
What about Broderick
now. What?
What about Matthew Broderick?
He killed somebody in a car.
That's right. That's right.
So I mean, it's like all the Matthews.
No, come on.
Apart from Darren.
Darren Matthews. Yeah, but then you'd have to say, tonight Matthews, I'm going to be.
Well, Matt LeBlanc, they were willing to change his name.
Yeah, but that's his name on his birth certificate. What about, there's got to be other Matthews. Matthew, oh, McConaughey. He wouldn't do it. Couldn't afford him.
Too dear.
That was me before the show.
He's brilliant. I think he's a brilliant actor.
Oh, he's great. But yeah, I was proper nervous for it, but did enjoy it. But I can't wait to see it back, because like what we're saying, it goes by in a second. I want to watch it back to just relive it.
I haven't watched the boxing.
You haven't?
No.
No one's watched it more than Mickey. Mickey watches it 7 times a week. Wanking every day. Loves it. Absolutely loves it. We are famous Matthews.
Now, before we move on from Stars United, can we talk about, obviously everyone put on a great show.
Yeah.
Someone had a specific element they wanted to bring to their show, a request, but we couldn't make it happen.
So I'll be honest, I didn't do anything with the Stars United. I said to Dan and Fosty 10 months ago maybe, or something like that, the next thing we do has got to be Stars in Your Eyes. That's where my involvement started and ended with the organisation of the event, because I was taking part.
I was a wee bit annoyed, because if I had a new, I could have had a couple of songs and all put together. I'd have done that.
No, do you know what? You were right not to.
No,
Kieran Bart, just for anyone who wasn't there, Kieran did 5 songs and then
Dave
started trying
two.
To do. Kieran started
well,
trying to do a stand up set. Kieran started dedicating song to Chloe and all. And every Dan, actually, I looked at Dan and Dan went, Andrew, cut him off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like an acceptance speech where someone goes on about the environment. Kieran started doing a set.
Why?
After he'd done 10 songs.
Why do you think he'd done that?
I don't know. I think he just got caught up. But he did 12 songs. Kieran did 17 songs.
Because I turned around to you and I went, no, he's one more to go.
Yeah.
And I went,
yeah.
What? Yeah. And you went, he's one more to go. And I was sort of like, fuck.
But I think it was better to just do one song.
My thing about it, right, so where I was coming from was, I know I can go out with a microphone and do stand-up and entertain people. I was worried that I didn't have enough to entertain people.
Right.
So I felt like I needed to have a production.
Yes.
In the head, which is obviously what Aaron Butler also thought.
Yep.
But, so I wanted to have...
Aaron Butler got a spray tan.
I want...
What?
And dyes his hair, but he normally does that, aren't
you? Yeah, but like, obviously, we've taken the piss out of the podcast
before. I expected nothing left, Mark. Do you know anybody else had about what the fuck was that all about?
Yes.
But I expected the production from him.
Yes, did. Yes, yes.
So it didn't surprise me. I loved it. But it didn't surprise me. You know, people was like, I can't believe you went to all that trouble. I can understand that. I know him, right? But I want it. So I felt like I mightn't have had enough in me to perform the actual thing.
Yep.
So I thought I needed a production.
Yep.
So I thought I needed stuff in the background. And plus also the entertainer in me was like, people need to go, fucking hell.
which they would have if you had been successful in what you tried to do. Dan gave me a shout a few days before Stars in Your Eyes. I said, how's the organisation going? Are people like melting your head like with requests? And he goes, yeah. He goes, the only thing was, he goes, Paddy had a bit of a mad request. And right, I went, maybe so, he wants a screen. I thought you wanted a screen behind you.
Here's the thing, right? So I was sitting with my friend. There's a friend of mine who, he's quite wealthy in this country and knows everybody, right? If you want something or you need something, he can get it, right? So...
No,
he's a proper businessman. He just knows everyone. The line of work that he's in, he knows everyone.
Yeah.
And everyone knows him.
Yeah.
So if you need something sorted out, if I need something sorted out, I ask him.
Yeah.
So me and him actually went to have lunch. I told him, and he was like, what are you doing? And I told him, and he's like, why didn't you do this? And I could have got this. And, you know, he was offering because he knew actual singers. And he was like, what if I got such and such and you'd done this and I would get him to turn up? Or, and I was like, no. And then I says, no, I'm going to stick with this. And he was like, I'm not even too aware of what they do. So he watched Prodigy.
Yep.
And he was like, I can get the guys to come and put it, like, make the tunnel. And I was like, no, but don't have a stage that big to do that. And he was like, you're going to need, like, you're going to need more.
Yes.
And I was like, right. And he says, I'll get you a part of a train track and get a guy stand behind you with a grinder. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Sorry. See the thing you then tried to get? That's mental that he goes, I'll give you a part of a train track. And you went, nah, that's ridiculous. Continue.
So.
So he was like, I can get a guy with a grinder. Paddy went, don't be silly. Paddy.
So then he says, I watched one of their videos and they have, like, spiders and all that there. I can probably get you a spider and a. I can probably get you a snake. Would you go out wearing a snake? And I was like, that's Britney Spears. And then he was like, right, okay. And then he came back and he said,
I can get you a girl's school uniform.
And then he came back and he says, the fella that has all the animals has the land. And I was like, what?
Is that in the video?
No, this is the whole thing. Because I said to him, there's no land in it. And he went, I know, but could you imagine if you had a land? Like, and I was like, and he's like, Wagner had a photo of him with the land and it was a big deal on, like, the thing. And I was
yeah,
like,
but you weren't doing a Wagner song.
I know. It's just, but I was going, so there is no thing. And he says, no, but the Prodigy's all punk and all, like, if you had it. And I went, so I sent Dom a message and I was
Sorry. Paddy got in touch with the promoter officially.
I
said,
Dom, would I be allowed to have a land on stage? And Dom went, I don't know. I don't think so. And I was like, right, okay.
The fact that he said, I don't
but
think
hang on.
So is mental.
So I was messaging Dom when he told me about it and you told me about it.
Right.
He was speaking to people to see if it could
what
work.
What Dom didn't do is go, no, Paddy, you can't have a live lion on stage in front of 750 people.
See, I can't understand why you can't have that.
It's more, I think, more mental than you asking if you could have a lion is Dom then Googling Lions, Northern Ireland, and ringing people to try and then make that happen.
He knows that I'm an entertainer. I think
Frank Sinatra was an entertainer, mate. He never came out with a lion. I don't know that for sure.
Paddy, but
can we Google it?
What did you tell us about why the handler was happy?
Well, what basically, I give you the shortened version. So when
give me the shortened version.
When you asked me at the waterfront, right, I then told you what I told you, and then it came across very funny. So what basically happened was the guy then came back.
The lion wrangler.
Yes, and was like, what is it he's doing? Can we find out what he's doing so to know what the lion's going into? And when he told him the song and your mom Googled it, your mom
Prodigy Firestar.
And then your mom went, there's fucking no way, the lion wouldn't fucking like all that shit. Right, which was like, somebody bounced
it like
in front of him on a stage, and then, because I told him there's going to be sparks and stuff, and he was like, no, the lion wouldn't like that. So I took it as the land didn't like the Prodigy, and I was like, so when I said to you, I said the land doesn't like the Prodigy. So it was more your mom was like,
Paddy, this sums up sometimes having a conversation with Paddy. Sitting backstage at the waterfront, I said, how are you feeling for Stars in Your Eyes? He goes, I tried to get a lion. I had Dom on it trying to get me a lion, and then this fella had a lion, but then I told him that guy asked me what song I was doing, and I said Prodigy Firestarter, and the guy goes, nah, the lion wouldn't like that song. And then you just walked off and started getting.
I know, so
show.
It's sort of just. What was funny because you says you should do that on stage, but
I wonder what song the lion been all right with.
Probably something from
some
the Lion King.
Can you feel a little? I nearly did it.
Imagine if I tried.
And also for Stars in Your Eyes.
Like, but changed it to Dirty Dancing, and the lion runs across, and then you catch it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? But I was.
Crazy that you weren't allowed to do that.
I was thinking production. That's all.
I'm thinking. 50 dead.
And then I tried to get the two guys from Sin City, but we couldn't get them a changing room, like your man swallowing the swords, and I tried to get like fire eaters and all, and wasn't allowed.
I think your performance was perfect enough without
it was,
needing anything
it
else.
Was, and you know what, I didn't need to do all that, but that was probably a safeguard for me.
I didn't need
to. It was probably a safeguard for me to thinking about the and it was enough that people just wanted to see us in that environment, and that was enough. And so I think it was probably, when you say nervous, I wasn't nervous, but did I want to put on a fucking massive show?
Yes.
Yes.
I think.
It's probably good that I'm a stand-up and not. like a singer or a performer, because we'd probably be bust.
What's on your rider, Paddy? Give us water, if you could have some honey backstage, and big cats.
I am easy on a rider.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time the Fela, like, was probably the biggest first gig I done, and they were like...
So we're not used to this, and then if you do a big show then... Someone will go, what do you want backstage?
What is your rider? And I didn't know what a rider... I didn't even know what a rider meant.
Yeah.
And I was Googling. But obviously I was putting in a different word. And then I was going, why would they ask me this? And they were like, so what you'll have is whatever your rider is, and on the night we're going to have a young personer for you. And I was going... What the fuck is this? Like, I freaked out about it. And then I phoned somebody and they were like, no, a rider is like what you want in your
take coffee.
And I went, fuck, yeah. Fuck. Like,
what do you ask for?
Water.
That's it. If I'm even. The same. I'm
and
the same.
I bring my own stuff. Like, 100%. There's nothing that I need.
You're right.
Like, okay, I'll tell you, there's been a gig lately, which I covered for you. And I had to go on first because I don't know why you took that.
The reason I was going on first is it's probably... an hour 45 away from me, so it was literally a case of
getting
get
back
on
in a good hour
and get home.
Get you right. So the fee wasn't great, as we would say, right? But I said to them, I can go and do it. It was last minute that I was covering for you. Yep. I'll go and do it, but the problem is, I'll be dropping the kids off. I won't get a chance to get my dinner. So when I arrive, I want something to eat, just a chip.
And there's a restaurant there.
It's in a fucking bar that's functioning. Like I meant, like a chip. With a couple of rounds of bread or a burger, just have it. And I didn't get it. And now I seem like a cunt because I'm giving off about it.
Well, no, if there's a restaurant there, that's reasonable that you'd be annoyed you didn't get it.
They were like, I said, can I get the burger now? And they were like, we can get it now. And then they were like, you're going to be on 5 minutes. I went, I'll get it when I come off. So that to me meant, cook it, have it sitting there, money on for 10 minutes, I'll eat it, it'll be cool enough. Come off, and I was like, can I get that burger? And the kitchen's closed. And I was like, I'll never play here again.
Now, do you know what would have...
And I mean, I will never play that venue again. Because in my head, they've annoyed me enough that I'm just not going to play it. But it makes you look like you're a diva, but you're not. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what you could have done that would have got you the burger? Had a lion. If you showed up with a lion and went,
but he
would think you find the kitchen's open.
I would have had to shower with him.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he made a turn and went, I don't like chicken don't burgers. Like burgers. Why'd you get mayonnaise on it? I don't like mayonnaise. That's not... And then the lamb would have bit me because he...
I'm going to read out to you. Hope I can get this. I speaking of writers, I remember reading out... I remember reading years ago, when I was first doing stand-up, Top Gear, when it was Jeremy Clarkson...
What their writer was?
Richard Hammond and the other guy. Who's James May? Yes, this is
the worst raider ever, right, was the Wolf Tones in America.
Right.
They requested a certain type of car, and the temperature in the car had to be a certain thing, and I was like, that's fucking ridiculous. They are the Wolf Tones.
Apparently, what people do is, and I think that's the case with this one, with the Top Gear one, was they will put loads of random shit on there as almost a challenge, to see if the venue get it, and then if they get it, they'll go, we want to work with these guys again because they go the extra mile. I think it's ridiculous. I think that's an abusement of, like, power. You know what I mean? Because someone has to go and source all this shit for you.
Yeah. And, yeah, look, I wouldn't want to... People go to me, you sure that's all you want? And you go, yeah, listen, literally, as long as you have a microphone working.
Because also
us,
you pay for it.
And exactly. I don't see the point in that. Like, if you ask for... 14 waters, they're going to charge you. And if I was to pick...
yeah, here he goes.
If I was to pick any water, I just think Aqua from going to Spain as a kid. It just, you know, it's in the middle of the road. It's a good water for this country because, I mean, we could call it Ishka, which is Irish for water, but then would somebody buy it in East Belfast? So when they came up with Aqua, which is a Spanish word, it's also learning you a second bit of language, and it's just a nice water, and it also... They do actually partner. They're a platinum partner to the hospice, the children's hospice in the NI.
They call it Ishka down south. That exact water.
No.
It's branded the same.
Yeah, that.
Yep.
I know. But they don't do it up here because.
Yep. Some people wouldn't like it.
They're trying to promote it in both communities.
But then if you don't speak Irish, how are you going to know it's Irish? Do you get me? Call it Ishka. Save money. No one who doesn't speak Irish is going to look at it and go, fuck's sake, they've called this the Irish version
the
of water. Then you speak Irish.
If you're Protestant and they look at it, they'll go,
yeah.
Because they find it hard to pronounce.
Sorry, and what was it you just said in Irish there? What was it you just said in Irish there?
If I repeat it,
yeah,
you'll know it, and I don't want you to know it.
Right, so this is what the boys from Top Gear, when they were doing a live show, this is what they wanted. And I think I've seen this before, and it was like a big proper list. They wanted 20 bottles, this is for one show, 20 bottles of wine, and there's all different wines there, presumably real expensive type ones, 24 bottles of Peroni, Bombay Sapphire Gin, with G&T mixing, a fridge or cooler cabinet with at least four shelves for the green room, tables in the room filled with green plants, covered in linen, and there must be a sofa large enough to seat six people, one of whom is, this is direct quote, one of whom is 6 foot three and likes to lie down. It must also include a Sky TV connection, a DVD player, an iPad dock, and a PlayStation 3 with two controllers and Call of Duty. For Jeremy Clarkson, he needs, and this is a direct quote, lunch and evening meals and hot snacks, e.g. pies, jack and potatoes, pasta and prawn cocktail, alongside jelly babies, minstrels and a cheese board. They wanted a McDonald's close by where people can go out to. They want a copy of Scrabble and Pictionary, a coat stand, hair wax, nice rubbish bins, and a can of Dove deodorant for men. When I saw, by the way, when I saw the list for their Belfast show, I'm nearly sure that's what it was. I think it was a Telegraph article. There was 100 and some things, like toothbrush, toothpaste.
See, here's the thing. You're not going to get through all that.
No.
The amount of time you spend in the green room,
yep.
You're not
yep.
going to get through all that. And you're not going to use all that. No. So it's like, why?
Yeah. It's just, it's power, isn't it? It's showing off, it's ego. I remember... me, I think it's one of the first gigs I got booked for outside of here. Me, Colin and Mickey did Glasgow Uni for freshers. They were running like three
remember
nights.
That. I can remember that gig. I was raging. He wasn't on.
It was great, but we didn't know what you could ask for and stuff like that. So they went, they brought us over, they were putting us up, paying us a little bit of a fee, and they went, what kind of things do you want? And we said, a jug of water and some glasses in an email in advance. Jug of water and some glasses, taps fine. And on the night, maybe Mickey and Colin or one of them were like, could we get like a few beers for backstage? At the end of the night, the guy running it, who was a student himself, head of the student union or something, was like, your rider demands. He goes, oh. And we genuinely apologised. We were like, we were so sorry, like he shouldn't ask for those beers. We got like $6 or something. The guy, I went, what have other people been asking for? And he said they had guys from, I think, Made in Chelsea, doing a DJ set the night before, and he went, they wanted 10 bottles of like premium vodka, a couple of extra hotel rooms for friends and all this kind of stuff, and we were just watching them being like,
oh fuck,
we could ask for bottled water.
But at the same sense, I know you sit and go, I think a wee part of me now, like when you get sent free stuff, like I would go into a restaurant and people go, you don't need to pay for that, and I am going,
that's because you've got a lion.
The lion's not eating anything. He's just sitting there. No, but it's hard getting the land in the baby seat. Really hard. But no, it's one of them things where I go, where was this whenever I had enough?
Yeah, yeah. It's people who, I remember doing stuff with Ulster Rugby years ago, like videos for them and chatting to some of the players and whatever and seeing like, you know, and I don't know if this is the same now, but definitely back in the day, like sponsored cars, clothes, they had a deal with a load of food places in Belfast, so like you're getting a professional athlete wage, and then also you're not paying for a lot of stuff. But that's people who are making a good kind of living. No. You remember like when you first start stand up, like the first time you do go to Boojum or something, and they go, "Listen, don't worry about that." You walk out of there.
They've never fucking done that.
They haven't. Oh, that's because you so you got into the argument with a guy. Remember? Was I there the next day or something and they were telling me about it?
You were there when it happened.
I was there.
You recorded it?
I recorded it.
Did you forget that? So I seen you in the queue and it was like two gunslingers meeting.
Yeah.
Because you seen me and I seen you, and later on we didn't see each other, but both of us were pulling our phones out at the same time, and then hit record. It was like
The reason I recorded it is because you said to me, all I need to know from you is you went, I've never been in before, and you pointed at the board and went, I don't know what any of these words are, and I went, content, let's go, Paddy's going to try and order and budge him, and you were getting, was it for your kids?
So he had sent me a message, but the problem was, I was in another place getting stuff for us.
That's right.
Falafels, because we eat nice, whereas he was like, I don't like that, or I want a Belgium, you know?
It was the second that you said the word Belgium, I knew we were on the winner.
What do you call it?
Belgium.
It's Belgium.
It's not. There's two O's.
Right. So,
do you think everyone's been saying it wrong?
Yes.
You're just going to be one of those articles like, you've all been saying this wrong.
Yeah.
Belgium.
I got offered to fit out for the first shop.
Right.
And the guy...
Oh, when they were... Like,
the guy
year,
the girl
like
was
20 years ago?
Sent me a voice clip saying what they were looking done. And they called it... Belgium.
I don't know if people were sending voice clips 20 years ago.
It wasn't 20 years ago. I was doing comedy when that opened.
When the first Belgium opened?
Mm-hmm.
Dan, look it up, please. So you're saying the original people who set up Belgium...
Mm-hmm.
Intended
if
to be called
Belgium. If it wasn't a voice note, it was definitely a phone call, because I was possibly going to work in the actual place, and I was on a phone call or I got a voice message or something, and that's what it was. So I've always called it that.
You go into the shop. What was Enda?
Established 2007.
Me and you are good enough at maths to work out how long ago was. Was it like
17 years ago?
Right.
Yeah.
We go into the shop. I get my phone out, you're going up the order, and you're like, I can tell you're like in a rush, so you're a bit like,
I'm frustrated because
Padraig sent you.
I want to go to one place.
Yes.
So then he goes, I want it from Burrito Bar in Andy Town, and I'm like, I'm in Botanic, I've parked the car, I'm across the road.
Hold on. I think you've got confused, because you're saying Belgium, but then you said Botanic. If you swap them, you've got it right.
I've right, Belgium.
Botanic has one out.
We can wrap it up now. He's got what he wanted.
I know
the
for a fact.
The lad didn't have the same pop. This is it. This
you're
going
to go, 30 years ago, they asked me to build Botanic, and the people that asked me were calling it Botanic.
All right.
You go up to order. Yeah. You go up to order, and it's like, what you want in that situation, in your defence, is someone who's just knows the setup of the shop. Someone who's like, yes, what do you, boom, boom, we'll get you through. This guy was maybe new, he didn't know, he didn't have the chat.
I think what the problem was, are they're used to people coming in and just going, bump, 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 bump.
Yeah.
Right? So I came in and I was like...
You didn't know the ordering system.
Yes. So yep. I wasn't as quick. But I says, I want a wrap. And he pulled out a bowl. And then started putting the rice in. And I'm like, I want a wrap.
See, as soon as Paddy said that, I went, something's kicking off here. Something's kicking off
and
here.
And he still proceeded to fucking do my order in a bowl. And I was like, I want a fucking wrap. Like, it was like, at that stage...
All right, Eminem.
Do you know what I mean? I want a willy tea. But it was one of them ones where it was just... I hate when people don't listen to you.
He started taking an attitude with you.
And then he took the attitude, and I was like, I think you stopped recording, didn't you?
No.
Oh, did you record the whole thing?
I didn't put the whole thing up. I just put up at the start, because there was like people kind of watching, and it was very entertaining, because you were flustered, the guy then started to get flustered, and people enjoyed it.
The staff enjoyed it, did they?
Everyone enjoyed it.
Am I right in thinking that they removed him from that station?
Yes.
Right. I thought that happened.
Because I said I thought I was there the next day and someone told me about it. I was there, say, a week after or 2 weeks after, and they went, yeah, the guy who used to serve people. So I think he got put on, like, you know, making the meat in the back.
Maybe I wasn't the first person to give a bowl to that wanted a wrap.
No. I was there last night.
Were you?
Late. I hate eating late at night. Mm. But I had to as a necessity, near 10 o'clock.
Were you gigging?
Yeah.
I hate You're that. Right, but see that? I wouldn't have given me... I would have had it 1 o'clock and all. Like, no. Like, maybe 8 years ago. See now? It's too heavy on the bed now.
But I mean, I feel I say this to all comedians that come on that I've been gigging with for years, but you notice as time goes on, like, everyone treats it like almost like you're playing a sport, nearly. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you watch what you're eating to an extent. Like, you have to, like...
If I'm drinking... I always drink aqua.
Oh no.
I just feel like it's a nice water for I do drink a lot. I do try and be hydrated. But it does make me piss in curtains at the back of theatres.
Piss on the curtains?
Mm-hmm.
No. Here's what I'll do. Always.
I'm never gonna make it to the toilet.
See the Newcastle stand?
Maybe I should have a rider where they have a bucket for me.
A urinal?
Just a bucket. Just a bucket.
Every time I do the stand in Newcastle, I'm with Willie T. Two things happen. I'm with Willie T and I piss in a bottle.
Why do you bring him?
Pardon? Because security at the...
Why do you say pardon? Does that have to give you a minute?
The thing.
Right, okay.
Security at the airport.
Just so you get the special assistance?
Straight through.
It's literally really cheap to get that. You don't have to put up with Willie.
I can't... I couldn't do the... I couldn't do...
Couldn't do what? Speedy boarding or priority.
If he's security? Going, which by the way, if he's carrying a load of gear, I convince him to go by himself to do it. Because he won't.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean carrying gear?
Like,
well, he can't carry anything. But are you saying like a bag of coke?
No. Do you know what a frustrating thing with traveling Willie T is? He should just have a normal backpack on two straps, but he can't do it. I think he's at age where. It's all about either you just don't do two straps. He has the most awkward bag. What would you even call it? Like a shoulder bag?
It's like a sports bag.
Like a sports bag that goes over your shoulder.
He's just miserable. He won't buy a proper bag.
And it's the heaviest. I don't know what he puts in it, but let me tell you right now, it's heavy. And the way he walks with it, you're like, this is not the bag for you. So last couple of times we've been away, I text him beforehand, bring your lanyard. He brings it and I go, you go through there. And I'll meet you around the other side. But when we go to the stand in Newcastle, what I like is when you're in the green room and there's a toilet in there too. So then you can nip in there for a piss just before you go on and you don't have to go into the audience because you lose a bit of mystique. You would never go see, not that I compare myself, you go see the Rolling Stones in Madison Square Garden. 5 minutes before the show starts, you're not having a piss beside Mick Jagger. You nervous, mate, are you? That's never happening. So I like when you can just do a quick piss there. And at the stand in Newcastle, there's no toilet in the...
Do you have to walk
One out of the best clubs out? In the UK. You have to walk out there. So I will always piss into a bottle. But then I get rid of it.
See, but, I was on but, my way, by the way doing hot water. And I realised that I...
Speaking of water.
I can't piss in a bottle when you're driving.
No one should.
It goes everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was late getting off the boat and I had to be in Liverpool to do hot water.
Yeah.
And I was driving down from Cunran.
Yes.
And I couldn't stop and there was loads of roadworks.
Yeah.
But I had drank loads of free aqua that I got on the boat. And I can't stop even for a piss.
Yeah.
So I tried to piss in their bottle while driving.
Yeah. Okay, pull over.
So... My car was covered in piss.
I see, because we've said it, I need a piss.
Do you?
I need a piss. How long are we on that?
We'll let it?
Right,
I need a piss so much. See, as soon as we start talking about pissing, I'll worry
this. How'd you piss in your jumper?
Okay, Foster?
Yes, mate.
And we're back like that. That was a great piss.
Yeah, here, I was surprised how big it was holding, like.
Can I say something? I watched the video there as I was urinating, and it made me emotional.
What was the video? Was it about Christmas?
No, it was, it said, it was just a video about Daz, and it said, you know those like videos that are designed to make you emotional, so for that reason you should see it as kind of cheesy and not emotional, but then they make you emotional. And it said about being a dad, it goes, you come to this realization that you're training your replacement. And it said about the way your son sees you treating his mummy will shape how he grows up. And I was really sad.
That's not true.
I was nearly crying 20 seconds ago.
It's just not true.
I want you to make realistic videos like that.
I don't think that you would be influenced like that with your dad.
What do you mean?
I've met your dad.
Yeah.
And I don't think it has shaped you into a different person.
I think I'm definitely like my own person. But if
somebody met your dad and met me, I think people would think that he's my dad.
He's your dad. Do you know what? He also could be. We never know.
Genuinely, like your dad and the way he gets on, I was like, he could be my dad.
See, if I found out we were brothers, stepbrothers, we make Stepbrothers the movie.
It would fit.
It would.
I wouldn't mind having you as a wee brother. You're good wee brother material.
See, I don't like being called.
What?
Because I'm not a wee brother.
I know you're not, but if you were,
yeah,
I'd be glad to have you as a wee brother.
I'd be glad to have you as a big brother.
Would you?
Yeah.
See, it works.
Because you know that guy who can get things.
It's also good to have a big brother who, you know, I remember you ringing me one time and you said you were out, I think you were out walking, maybe the baby, maybe you weren't, but you lived where you lived before. And he says, I don't know if you put it in the group message or you sent it to me or I was talking to you, and you said something like, oh, there was a few like lads and they were a wee bit, and I was like, I'll come up.
That's right.
And I would have.
So what had happened is, I was out walking, you're right, I was out walking the baby. When he was a baby, he was in a carrier asleep, and going for a walk just for him to sleep. And we're walking up like a grassy kind of hill, and there's never anybody there. And I was on FaceTime to my dad. So I'm holding the phone like this, chatting to my dad. It was middle of COVID, so there's nobody about, and we're walking. And kids had started, say 15, 16 year olds, had started a fire. And it wasn't kind of spread, it wasn't anything too bad. But when I walk up, they see me holding the phone like this and talking. They think I'm recording them to show as evidence to police or whatever. And by the way, if anyone has a face, it looks like they're going to tell on someone for starting a fire. It's this face. I'm walking up, you know, doing that. So they start nudging each other, pointing over. And I've got the baby, a baby sleeping on me. I'm running through something. Not as a trying to hit me, but just in a fuck off kind of way. And I lost my mind. And as I was walking back to the house, I did such a naff young dad thing. So I was wearing a fleece, just to paint the picture here. I'm wearing a fleece. I walked back to the house, put the baby down, said to my wife, I went, listen,
I'm going back out.
Going back out. Now, the whole time I'm going back out and I'm stomping the curb, walking out, I'm thinking, please God, don't let them be there. So I get back to the spot they were, and they weren't there. And I remember,
probably a good thing.
Imagine the idea in my head of me walking towards you.
They were in the boot of my car.
Hey. Me coming towards, hey, what's going on? The only thing getting thrown here, see, these fists. What would have happened is I walk up
you
to them and go,
man, here, look at the Raider from Top Gear.
I go up and go,
is that a disgrace?
I would have went and go, boys, here's the thing. Look, we all like a laugh. I like a laugh. Don't think I didn't get up in anything wild in my days. Not an open fire. It can spread very easily. But, guys, just have a think. All right. Something like that. But, yeah, I put it in the group. I was like, lads, listen to this. Because also, during that time, nothing was going on in anyone's lives.
Yeah, so that was like
the biggest thing. And I got so paranoid after that. I went, they're going to go and tell their dads, this guy's getting us in trouble. He's recorded. So I was
prepared. They were doing enough that they couldn't tell their parents.
Yes, yes.
You get what I mean?
Yes.
So
yeah,
you have to think it out. But no, I get it. Like, you're protecting and you're like thing.
Yeah.
But I see you like a wee brother. Like, if you phone me at 2 o'clock in the morning and said you were stuck, I would go and help you.
I go and help you depending on the situation.
I wouldn't
go through some situations and I'll tell you if I
wouldn't ring you.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe for like,
not because I don't think you would do it, but I think you would be like,
do you know the only reason you might at 2 in the morning, you might go, Shane, I need your help. And I go, well, what is it?
Is it Bojum or Bojum?
Hey, well, if you had a big show the next day and you couldn't sleep because you were worried about what shoes to pair up your jacket with,
you're the only one who made me start thinking about that.
You ring me.
I wouldn't ring you, I would send you a message.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't even send you a message because he has kids.
I'd put him on an airplane more than 10 o'clock. You know this. I
don't know. I didn't know that.
Oh.
That explains a lot.
Every night, 10 o'clock.
Explains a lot.
10 o'clock. I'm like, you know, if you rang me late at night and I got the call and you were stranded somewhere, I come pick you up. No problem. Doesn't matter where.
I think you would.
Doesn't matter the time.
To the toilet, we were talking about who would go in. Like, I don't think you would let me cross the streams of you in the toilet. Do you know what that is?
Depending on the situation, I would. Depending on the situation, I would.
There's no need for it. No. Right, okay, get you. Well, we're talking about who I think would. I says like Mickey would fucking hold.
See if we were on a cruise.
No.
No problem. No, I'd insist on it.
Yeah.
But like just like that, no, probably not.
Comedian's Christmas night out was funny.
Did you cross streams with him? A
couple of times.
I missed that night out because I was away.
But it actually there was a few people who I haven't been out with in a while, and it was good to sit down and get a chat with them. It was just an easy night.
Yes.
It wasn't any hassle. You know what I mean?
I sent a round of shots from America, and Aaron said people were like rats up a drain pipe.
I wouldn't have drank it.
No?
I was behaving.
Right.
Just out.
You don't really drink anymore? Not much?
Not much. I hate the hangovers.
That's literally why I don't do it.
I hate how it makes you feel. And it's just not worth it. You've so much going on.
Yeah, yeah.
That just being.
Do you drink over Christmas?
I don't like drinking in the house. If I'm going to drink, I need to go out and drink. And it needs to be a reason for drinking. Like, you need to be out enjoying yourself. And then I'm in good form. If I was to go out being annoyed and get drunk, shit's going down.
Imagine you get drunk and then someone goes, come on, we're all going to that Mexican spot in Belfast.
Bojum.
Yeah. And then you try to order and they put that guy back on tills. What was your highlight of 2023? Because naturally I'm going to say, well, it has to be the SSE shows, but not necessarily.
SSE show, probably the first one, because it was my birthday, and I've had a lot of shit occasions, and that, what a birthday present, it was amazing. I met a fella in the supermarket the other day, and he was like, my birthday's the same day as you, and we went to your show.
Right, that's good.
And he says, so it was great hearing happy birth, and I went, well, and he went, well, it was for you, and I went, no, we shared it.
Right. But it was for you.
It was for me, but.
Yes.
I says, just imagine it was for you. And he was like, oh, thanks very much. Cameo, probably. Cameo's been a fucking good year for me.
Do you do that in like a block? How does that work? Do you build them up?
No, when it comes in, I just bump.
Right.
Just do it.
Yeah.
When we were doing the Mac Aplam game last week, I left two until after the show.
Just in case Butler tried
like
to.
One of them was like till the last hour.
Because what he did do when we did Mac Aplam last week, Butler puts a lot of prep obviously into it, not as much as he did for Stars in Your Eyes, but he didn't get a spray tan from Auckland or dye his hair, but he
did get choreographed, but for,
he had a full choreographer for 4 weeks
that way,
so you know Butler always does it, he'll try and catch someone out sort of, or do something, and he got old footage of me from when I was in tech and when me and Fosty would have been studying doing, because we used to make sketches or films or whatever every week. And it was me talking about, and I'm wearing glasses, and I'm playing a character, and I remember I had to get Butler to explain to me what it was, because I'm watching it going, it's been my dream to get all that old footage, because that was me at the age of 16 or whatever, doing characters, trying to, my first kind of attempt at comedy in a way, and I would love to see, because I forget all of it, so when he played that, I couldn't get over it, because I was like, I need to know, what was that for? What was it doing? And it was a thing we were doing about
the environment.
Littering. It's about littering. It's about environment and littering. And it was great that he played that, but I just wanted to see like more of it. I wanted to see all of it. what I like is, before we go, there was, when we did the first Mock Blame, Waterfront put out a passive-aggressive tweet about people smoking on stage and performers vaping on stage and all, and how, like, you're not allowed to do that, it goes against the rules. And they tweeted at Paddy McDonald. me and you, probably the only guys who weren't, you know, like one of the only two who weren't. That was 10 out of 10 hilarious to me, because I know exactly how you'd have taken that.
The thing, I'm used to that, because growing up, I got the blame of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether I'd done it or not. Like, there was this man, he was going to my ma's house and going, they're doing this and they're doing that. And then it got more serious, the stuff that was happening to him. And it was, yes, it was people I knew, but it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And then it got to the stage where he was that easy to target, the boy started putting fireworks in his letterbox. And I was like, lads, there's a difference between kicking football against his gate that he paints once a week. Then putting the firework on the door, it's going to go up so he could have his car. I'm not getting involved in it.
Yeah.
Do you know, it just was too far for me.
Yeah.
And then it got that bad that he was going to my house. And my mum was like, I don't know what to do here. You're really out of order. And so there was a Celtic match on Halloween night. And my ma said to my dad, take him over to Scotland so he's not here for that.
Right. Because that's... If any night you're going to put fireworks through the letterbox,
it's going to be that night.
That night.
Yes. So my dad took me over to Glasgow, and your man came to my ma's door, like half shaven. My carpet's all burnt to my house. And she went, are you sure it was my son? Is it the same person you've seen? And he was like, yes, it's him.
Right.
And we went, he's in Scotland.
Yeah.
You know, so it was one of them ones. So I've always had that.
Yes.
Yep. I've always got the blame.
Yep.
If there's a squad of 10 of us, I'm the ones getting the
blame. Do you know what happened? I filmed you like this and then sent it to Waterfront. Patrick, guys, live here. Patrick McDonald smoking on stage. I doubted. It was Willie T. It was Willie T. Waterfront. It was Willie T.
Willie T and Mickey. They were vaping.
Yep.
Both of them.
Yep.
But listen.
And then this time when we did it, it was like, they were making me feel like I smoke and I don't smoke or vape.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, everyone backstage.
You smoke
like,
a wee bit of dope, but nobody knows that.
But everybody was like, don't be vaping, don't be smoking.
We are probably the cleanest comedian group.
Yes, yes.
About.
Yes, like we will like do up a green room when by the time we leave.
You'll do some woodwork. But I'm talking about like.
I'll bring potpourri.
Everybody thinks we're rock and roll.
Yeah.
But like backstage.
I know.
At the Star Strikes.
Some people didn't see me.
There was a fucking thing of Haribos.
Yes.
Tea,
yeah,
like it wasn't even mad drinking.
Dave was like, I have a load of stuff here, and it was all different, like things for your throat. He goes, that's a lozenge, that's a drink, like, that's
people,
a medicine.
People have a stigma, they think, like, I was having tea. I came off stage, and on the break, she was like, what do you want? And I went, give me a cup of tea.
I had a third of a gluten free Peroni at Pugs after.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the dirtiest thing that I had that night was a half a pasty pot,
yeah.
From Botanic.
I bet you snorted it. Botanic. You're doing SSE again this
in
year,
October,
but the 4th. Is that right? 2024.
Yeah, yeah. Tickets are flying out. And the regional tour, the 4th of October. And the wee regional tour is just, it's just flu. That's just me ending stories. Glasgow sold out. Armagh, you could buy tickets for Armagh. That's the only one that has tickets left.
Right.
But it's good to finish off. And
when
it's
is
good
that
Armagh
show?
What?
When is that Armagh show? Roughly.
March. But yeah, everything's sold really well. Going to be announced in Australia soon. You've got a tour in Australia, so it's mad to think that we've went from doing gigs in Lurgan to Australia.
Yeah.
So it's a Dagger show, and it's a show that I've only done twice, but it's all the stories that we've done on the podcast and that people loved. So I think to do it that size is... It deserves to be brought
out. Do you
know
roughly what
time
of year you're going to do that?
October. The 4th.
You'll love it.
Australia, not the...
Oh, right. Are you talking about Australia?
No, I'm talking about Australia.
Oh, no, I'm going to Australia in March and April.
Oh, okay. You'll...
I thought you were... Did he not listen to me?
No. You'll love it.
Oh, I can't wait to go. There was a guy on the phone to me. He was in Belfast and he was in a bar and he was saying, does anybody watch this guy? And the barman was like, I have his number.
Right. Which is 07
6
and I'll leave you out. You work a rest out.
And the guy was on the phone. And he's like, "Hey, everyone listens to you in the fucking town." I'm like, "Are you Irish?" And he's like, "No." And I'm like,
"Yeah." What?
That's
a mad
me.
Thing about doing shows away from here. You go, who's from home when you expect 100%
in London,
of them?
There was a guy from Cornwall who was with.
Right.
English, no Irish connection. Yeah. Now I watch all your stuff and I'm yeah. like, you don't expect it.
He's probably MI5.
I thought that too. Yeah. I just put him in the boot.
Paddy, cheers for coming on and all the podcast appearances in 2023, which is when we're recording this, but now it's 2024. SSE show is going to be brilliant. I'll be able to go this time because last time so? I just went to your first. I went to the first 15. No, the last. Your show last time was there for the first 10 minutes and your last 10 minutes because I was doing somewhere else in Belfast and then came back over. But it'll be nice to properly go and watch.
How did you feel about doing all the opera houses?
It's great. It was great.
Are you the most, out of all the comedians, are you the one that's done the most nights? Has anybody done, what did you do, 18?
I did 16, which brings me up to 26 that I've done there.
Right, but 16 in a run, has any other comedian in Ireland done 16 in a run in the opera?
No, but the people that have done it more, in terms of comedy performance.
But I'm talking about one run.
Oh, no. I don't think so. Here's the thing, people will tell me things like, oh, you've done that. I don't love hearing that. Because I think it just puts you under pressure. But the only people do comedy performance who have done Opera House more, which is mad, is Laurel and Hardy and Morecambe and Wise. And I think they might be 28
so even
or
out
something.
Of the comedians things?
Yeah.
You've done it more time. You're up on the list of people that's performed there.
Yeah.
Mae McFadridge, obviously.
I'm talking about...
Their, your own
Panto,
show.
I'm talking about a comedy. Obviously
your
Panto
own show.
Comedy. Yes, solo,
own show.
Solo performance.
Solo performance.
Yeah, not music.
I thought
not music.
That's what I was
yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
So you're up the league table.
Yeah,
lad.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Well done.
Which is mad. Unbelievable venue, but I think you need to
you,
switch
you
it up.
Do,
I'll definitely go
you
back.
You do 16 nights, right? In the Opera House and one run there. You've done 24, right?
26.
But you stick, right? You stick up that you're doing the bit and people's like, Shane's made it.
Yeah. 39 people in Dubai.
Yeah. Shane's going to fucking Dubai. Like we could, like it was like me doing Spain.
Yeah.
And people's like, Paddy's doing Spain. They didn't realise that when I got there, there was 16 people in the bar and there was
no
mic.
Microphone.
Do you know, but Paddy's doing Spain.
Yeah.
Fuck the SSE. Like, that's not the impressive. That's the SSE. Fucking Paddy's doing Santa Ponsa. Do you know, like... That's the mad, the way people think.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I remember like somebody seeing a Hello Fresh box at my door during COVID and somebody's like, I can't Paddy's fucking, he's fucking away with himself. Like, he's fucking getting them fucking, them skinny dinners fucking left at his door. And by the time it went from my house to him ringing somebody, it went round Divis in the Lower Falls and Clannard that I was homosexual and getting... like a transition kit sent out to the house that will change my sexuality. It's like, here, I heard you're getting them hormones delivered in a box. And I'm like, it was Hello Fresh. Oh, well, whatever you fucking call it. Like, fucking who gets that? Who gets food delivered to their house is what somebody said to me. Who is a fella I know that phones the kebab and the Chinese every night? Who gets food delivered to their house? And I went, you? And he went, mine's just cooked one of the raves. You've to fucking take it in and fucking cook it. And I was like, it's still a delivery, it doesn't. Nah, not the same.
Paddy, cheers. My tickets are shane.comedy.com. I didn't plug Australia, New Zealand at the start of this. shane.comedy.com, Australia, New Zealand in February. Cheers, Paddy. Appreciate it.
Gur me the mugget.
Bojum. Good afternoon.
See the Westling.
That is the horniest
what?
Thing I've ever heard.
Come on.
Marvin, bring daddy some of those chicken and waffles.
Mr. Potter.
I feel gushy.
This is unbelievable.
This is absolute chaos.
Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me, Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.